Our little bundle of love, Scamp, turns 11 this week, and he still makes me smile every day. One minute he's acting like a grumpy old man, and the next he's playing like a puppy. When he first arrived from Poodle Rescue, Scamp seemed like such a shy little dog. Charlie and me found it kind of odd for a 15-month-old puppy to be so quiet, so well-behaved. No accidents on the carpet, no chewing on the furniture. He just watched us from his bed, getting the lay of the land. Even though we got him from Poodle Rescue, Scamp's not a pure poodle. He's a Bichon Poodle mix, a Bish Poo, which makes him smart, stubborn, and cute as all get out. Sure, he understands what you want him to do. He just doesn't always want to do it. Nothing's changed in that department. Poodle Rescue recommended I enroll him in a basic training class right away so I could establish my alpha dog status. What a joke. In class, trainer Pam hardly ever selected Scamp to demonstrate anything because, try as she might, she could not bend him to her will. With most of the dogs, Pam just needed to do a few corrections, a smart yank on the leash, and they would be startled into submission, not Scamp. He'd just look at her like, not even a hot dog treat is worth that kind of treatment. I'm out of here. Then he'd hightail it back to me. What a rascal. We made it through the 6 weeks and got our certificate, but I can't say we graduated head of the class. I don't know who was more relieved when basic training was over, me or Scamp. On our way home from that final class, Scamp nosed his way into my purse, got out the treat bag, and helped himself to the rest. I don't blame you, little guy, I says. We both need a reward. I dug into the stash of Hershey's Kisses I'd nabbed from the dish Pam had set out for beleaguered pet owners. Truth be told, Scamp is probably at his best at home. On a walk, he tends to sniff and then lunge at other dogs in a I'll get you before you get me sort of way. Scamp, I says, that dog is big enough to have you for breakfast. Kids are fascinated with him, of course, but if they want to pet him, I just say, I'm sorry, dear, ya? He's not as nice as he looks. And, oh, man, he is a total pill in the car. He bangs on his crate and whines the entire time, especially when you put on the blinker. You don't realize how often you use the blinker until you've had the pleasure of taking a ride with Scamp. But these are small potatoes when it comes to the big picture. I just love coming in the door, and there's Scamp almost turning himself inside out. He's so happy to see me. And you know what? He greets me that same over-the-top way, whether I've been at the A&P all day or out back hanging laundry on the line. Warms my heart to hear Charlie talk to Scamp while he gives him a bath, or how Scamp can make Charlie chuckle after a hard day at the mill. And I love it when Charlie and me are sitting side by side in our Barker Lounger love seat, and Scamp's in between us, his head first on my lap and then Charlie's. As much as we wanted, children, they just weren't in the cards for Charlie and me. So Scamp has a special place in our hearts. Last week at the A&P, I overheard a teenager talking to a friend on a cell phone about some boy they both had a crush on, and she said, he just makes me melt from the inside out. Well, Scamp does that to me every day. Happy birthday, little buddy. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.